I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1286. I dare you to pray this prayer. Humility, as C.S. Lewis has said, is not thinking less of yourself, but thinking of yourself less. And Teresa of Avila tells us, true humility chiefly consists in being very ready to be contented with whatever the Lord shall be pleased to do with them, and ask, how can there be humility without love, or love without humility? What is the hardest prayer you've ever prayed? I want to pause and let you think about that. What is the hardest prayer that you've ever prayed? Maybe your hardest prayer was about forgiveness that you didn't want to give. Maybe it was about letting someone die that you weren't ready to let go of, or some other such hard thing. Those are all hard prayers to pray. But today, I dare you to pray this prayer. This podcast is called The Two Greatest because Jesus told us that we're to live our lives focused on just two commandments: loving God, heart, soul, mind, and strength, and then every person that comes before us, loving them as we've been loved. The prayer I want us to pray today has been attributed to Raphael Cardinal Mary Dale Valle Zuluita. As I read it, I want you to put your heart in a position of prayer. Don't just listen to it like you're listening to a podcast, but actually put yourself in a position where you can pray this as I read it. This is your prayer too. Let's pray this prayer if we dare. O Jesus, meek and humble of heart, hear me. From the desire of being esteemed, from the desire of being loved, from the desire of being sought after, from the desire of being honored, from the desire of being praised, from the desire of being preferred to others, from the desire of being consulted, from the desire of being approved, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of being humbled, from the fear of being despised, from the fear of suffering rebuffs, from the fear of being calumniated, from the fear of being forgotten, from the fear of being ridiculed, from the fear of being injured, from the fear of being suspected, deliver me, Jesus. That others may be loved more than I, that in the opinion of the world, others may increase and I may decrease, that others may be chosen and I set aside, that others may be praised and I unnoticed, that others may be preferred to me in everything, that others may be more holy than I, provided that I may become as holy as I should. Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it. Amen. Oof, that is one hard prayer to pray. Here's the great question. What was the hardest line in that prayer for you to pray and actually mean? And what does your reluctance to pray it say to you today? Let's pray. Father, help us to be willing to pray hard prayers like this and to mean it. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1287. And in the meantime, a little confession. There have been times in my life when I've not sung a song or not sung part of a song because those lyrics right there in that spot, if I sung them, the Lord would know I don't mean it. So I just remain silent because I didn't want to be a hypocrite. Maybe the same can be said about prayer. But instead of fearing being a hypocrite, instead of refusing to pray hard prayers like this one today, I think it might be more beneficial to just tell God how hard it is to pray it, and to pray it anyway, and to tell God that you're going to try to mean it, that you really want it, and ask Him to give you grace to grow into it. You can Google this prayer, or you can text or email me, and I'll send you a copy of it, because I dare you to pray this prayer.